800-876-4123. And I know a lot of you were interested in phoning in when we invited Brian Sapient on the show. He's the co-founder of the atheist website known as rationalresponders.com. And he has started something known as the, okay, now write this down, the Blasphemy Challenge, which encourages atheists to come forward and deny the existence of God on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube and deny the existence of God and be very smart, apparently. In exchange for their blasphemy, participants will be given a DVD. That's pretty good. Joining us now, Brian Sapient. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, and I'm trying to figure this all out, but I'm going to read from your bio. I guess this is from rationalresponders.com. Is this from the website? Yeah. Okay, it says you're a full-time activist, but you're not employed. You're sustaining yourself fully on any income generated helping people overcome theism and related projects. Can you really make a living at that, Brian?
No, not if I didn't have loving family members that supported the cause and took care of most of the expenses. So, no, you can't make a living doing it.
Yeah,
not yet, at least.
So what you're trying to do here is get people to put their souls on the line. Because, well, or you don't believe in a soul. So you're just to put it all on the line. What are you putting on the line, by the way, if you don't believe in a soul?
Well, I think that you're showing people that you're not scared of what we are led to believe we should be scared of. And obviously we are mm-hmm. a predominantly Christian society, and so most people are scared of Yahweh's hell. And we're showing people that we're not, and we're so unscared that we would commit ourselves to a hell that obviously we don't believe exists.
What do you think informs your value system? Where does it come from?
You know, reason and logical thought, and you know,
but where did that come from?
Your brain.
But where did that come from?
Well, it's a biological process and evolution. And would you propose that it came from a god somehow?
Well, I don't propose that I'm sort of smarter than anyone who's ever lived, and certainly don't think I'm the smartest person living now. But yeah, I do believe that there are things that we probably can't explain that inform who we are. And I've got to tell you, they're simple things for me. When I look at an infant, when I see a mother holding a child, when I witness, you know, the humanity and the compassion of people, a loving family like the one that supports you, I can't help but think that that love, that enduring love, comes from something. It doesn't come from reason. It comes from something in someone. And yes, of course, I believe it comes from God. But you think love comes from evolution?
Well, actually, I mean, I think love does come from reason. I think that, you know, if you put a bunch of people in a cave from birth and they relied on each other to get by, you know, 30 years from now, you'd see that, you know, they all managed to realize on their own without any holy text, without anybody guiding them, that they were dependent on each other and they needed each other to get by. And we kind of have that moral code with each other that existed well before God belief, or we wouldn't have gotten to the point where we could even, you know, come up with texts that that show people that, you know, we believe in some sort of God. So I think moral codes come well before religion does. And I don't think that we need religion to be good people. Atheists would be,
but,
you know, locked
right.
up.
Right. Morality, however, and we'll get into this more deeply, but morality consists of a set of commands. Morality is our commands of behavior. And commands of behavior don't come out of a cave. They don't come out of situations. They come out of something deeper and greater than that. Why shouldn't it be every man for himself? I mean, why shouldn't it be, you know, the survival of the fittest period? Why should we help someone? Why should we have good Samaritans? Why should we ever have had a Mother Teresa? Why should we have Christian missionaries right now working in Africa where the UN won't go? Why is that happening?
To some degree, I think it is every man for himself, but inherent in that is the understanding that you need other people in order to look out for yourself.
No, the missionary doesn't need other. No. You're not going to get away with that on this show. The missionary or the volunteer, the Peace Corps volunteer working in Africa doesn't need to be there. They're there for a reason. They're there for something greater than themselves. So that, that completely, completely turns your point on its head, that, that it's just, this is how it would work out in a cave. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to bring up missionaries in Africa to me. I mean, that's a sore subject. I mean, they're actually, you know, teaching a horrible, doing a horrible injustice to those people there. And and they're spreading AIDS worse than had they come in there and taught, you know, how to use a condom and, and you know, this.
What do you think would have happened?
Education.
Right. But what do you think would have happened if all of us, and I say all of us, had listened to God's commands more faithfully? Do you think we would have had more AIDS?
We would have all killed each other off by now.
If we listened to God's commandments, love your neighbor as you love yourself, we would have killed more people? I don't get that.
Well, do you remember God murdering everybody on earth? In the Bible, Jesus lied. You know, he worked on the Sabbath day. He broke commandments. He encouraged stealing. God condones and orders adultery in the Bible. He murdered over.
What Bible are you reading, by the way? God also sat down with people who weren't believers. God believed that everybody could be redeemed, and Jesus believed that, and that's why he's a loving God. Because he, you know, and I don't know if you don't read the New Testament or you don't know the New Testament. A lot of people want to ask you questions. So let's go to Bob in San Diego, KCBQ. Bob.
Brian, if we could put a quantity on all knowledge and information, what percentage do you think even the smartest man would have of that? Let me just say maybe 2 or 3%, which may be generous. That being the case, how does your reasoned brain even accept the fact that you could even know if there is a God or not? And not knowing if there is one or not is actually the definition of an agnostic.
Well, I am an agnostic as well as being atheist. An atheist is somebody who lacks belief in a God, and that's what I am. I also don't know for sure if a God exists, and I don't claim to know if a first cause is known. So I'm agnostic as well.
I never knew you could be both, I guess. That's something that doesn't... To me, that doesn't make sense. An atheist does not believe in the existence of God, but then you said you don't know if God exists, and you did this whole website to convince people to come forward and say God doesn't exist. So which is it?
Well, I think you're living in a Christian-dominated world there. There's more than one God. I'm fairly certain that the Christian God doesn't exist, but it is possible that some sort of alien God or some God that I don't know about does exist.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in Indianapolis. Michael, line 6. You're talking to Brian Sapien.
Yes, why do you say we evolved when all the evidence for evolution has been lies or been proven wrong?
Well, I mean, that's simply, you know, Christian propaganda. I, you know, implore you to do your own research and find out for yourself and don't believe what you've been told by the church.
Michael?
And everything they use to prove evolution has been proven to be wrong or a lie. I mean, do you have any evidence on evolution, believe evolution?
We have a lot of that on our website, and I would suggest if you have some peer-reviewed publications or some scientific experts that have shown that evolution is false, you know, bring it to our website. It's rationalresponders.com, and we engage people in conversation about these issues all the time.
Hey, Brian, have you ever thought of just getting a job?
I had a job for a long time. I've never been more happy in my life than I am right now.
Well, I would be happy if I didn't have to work and mommy and daddy could pay for me, too. But that's not what I actually have to work for a living, as do a lot of other people. And I'm just wondering, at some point, I mean, do you ever ask yourself, why are you so committed to poo-pooing what other people believe? And why is it such an obsession? I mean, I know that atheists are out there and agnostics, and, you know, that's just the way the world is. And I can, you know, try to talk to them and say, this is what I believe, and maybe it'll change some minds. But I don't stay up at night thinking that there are all these people out there who, you know, are agnostics and atheists. But it seems like you are up at night worrying about all these crazy Christians.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a little unfair what you just did, by the way. I work about 100 to 140 hours a week. And additionally, my mom and dad don't pay for me. I have a very loving girlfriend who very much believes in what I'm doing. And what we do believe in is that religious faith is dangerous and that it is changing the scope of the world. And, you know, it's something that we need to help rid the planet of. Faith is not something that we use. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So would you, I was just going to say, would you have the Catholic Charities across the globe disband leave their posts, leave the AIDS orphanages that no one will go into, and I mean no one, leave the war-torn parts of the world where no one will go except the people who believe in something greater than themselves and greater than perhaps a website, would you have them leave?
There are atheists that go to these, you know, places. They just don't do it in the name of atheism when they go, so it's not as, you know, well-known. They don't create...
Do you actually, Brian, are you actually going to try to tell me that the majority of the charity work done in the world is done by atheists? Are you kidding me?
Well, the majority of the world is Christian. It would just come to reason that if all things were fair, that 80% of the world, you know, that believes in a God, that 80% of the world would be
people. Who do you think Martin Luther King was? How about the women's suffrage movement? How about every freedom movement in the world had a religious component to it? If the atheists had their way, there wouldn't have been any of that. Gandhi, yeah, he was a real threat to the world, too. Or maybe he was, according to your website. I don't know.
No, actually, Gandhi wasn't that bad of a person. But, you know,
Gandhi's
what's funny
cool.
is that Gandhi's in hell, if the Bible is true.
Well, first of all, you need to learn more about the Catholic faith, because it's
I grew
a little
up as a Catholic.
Don't tell me that. My head hurts. You grew up as a Catholic? Oh, no.
Sure.
All right, my head hurts. I'm hurting. All right, hold on. We're going to get to some more questions. Stay with us.
Yeah. What if God was one of us?
We're back on the Laura Ingraham Show. Brian Sapient from the website rationalresponders.com. He's the co-founder of the website, and they have a blasphemy challenge going. And apparently, Brian, you've gotten, 35 people to say that they've moved from believers to atheists, agnostic, or whatever it is you're calling yourself?
Yeah, that number actually needs to be changed. It's probably more like 60 or 70 at this point. In the 9 months since we started the Rational Responders website, many more people have come forward. That number was put up before the website was even created, or at the time the website was created.
Okay, I'm going to go through a list of people. You tell me whether you think they're smart or not smart. Are you smarter than they were smart? Galileo.
Galileo was smarter than me.
Than I. Da Vinci.
Right, there you go. You see? Galileo.
Da Vinci.
Probably would use proper English.
Da Vinci.
Smarter.
Aquinas.
Yeah, I might be smarter than him.
Than he. Isaac Newton.
Newton was smarter.
John Paul II.
Oh, this is such a bad game. I mean, should I list atheists?
No, it's not.
Intellectual.
No, it's actually not a bad game. It's actually illustrating a very important point.
No,
which is that you have a very shaky foundation for what you're saying, whereas there is abundant historical proof for the existence of the birth of Jesus Christ. And
well,
because you've had some bad experience
that we're giving
that you've had some bad experience with your faith, I'm very sorry to hear about. And if you are where you are right now, something went wrong somewhere. And this is my statement is that I believe at some point in the future, maybe it won't be tomorrow, maybe it won't be in 2 weeks, you are going to have such a major turnaround on what you're doing, and it's probably going to be the best day of your life. Let's go to Paul in Bernie, Texas, KLUP. Paul.
If I don't have any desire to change an atheist's beliefs or a believer's belief, but if the motivation is to get to believe there's no God, therefore in the afterlife if there is such thing as just darkness, then your motivation is to guide them to that darkness. Whereas if there's a paradise or a loving God to live forever with, and religion is motivating them to go there, I know it's not saying I'm going to get there. I won't know till afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a personal thing, I think, with each person and God. That's why you don't say who goes and who doesn't. I'm not making much of a point, but that's all I got for now.
Well, I see your point. I mean, his point is if you're going to roll the dice, why not roll in... At least if you believe, at least... You know, if you're right, there's a pretty long afterlife if you get to the right place. And
well,
if not, then,
pick the
you
right
know,
God.
Oh, the right God. Okay.
And there's a few major ones that the world believes in today. I mean, if you believe in Allah, Yahweh is going to be very upset if he's the right God or vice versa.
What does your girlfriend do for a living that she can support this? That's just, I'm just curious. That's got to be exciting.
website?
No, it's not that expensive. We work because the goals and the missions are much more important to us. So,
is there a higher goal here?
Well, you know, hopefully to the world of the environment, question other people on claims that they want us to believe without proof.
We question everything. This is what, Brian, there is an interfaith debate going on across the globe, in case you haven't noticed. And this Pope actually started down that road of not only building bridges, but having a conversation about the different faiths and where it intersects. Well, we'll see. This is ongoing, and it's important, and we're glad we had you on. We have a lot of people on the line. I wish we could talk to you longer. I'm sure we'll check back in with you. Brian Sapien of RationalResponders.com. All right, quickly, let's go to Jill, Jacksonville, North Carolina, former missionary. Jill.
Missionaries in Africa spreading AIDS? Well, how about in the Xhosa culture, the belief is that raping a virgin will cure the rapist of AIDS. So this is killing babies and spreading AIDS at the same time, and that's their cultural belief.
Oh, Jill, excellent point. And I think if Brian actually spent some time with missionaries across the world where they're working in the most deplorable conditions, he might have a different view. And I'm telling you, people who come out as these, you know, committed atheists, there's often a turnaround. I hold out a lot of hope for even people like Brian. So in the end, I think it'll be okay. It's just he's can't get his mind around it, can't get his heart around it, but it'll happen.
News Talk 660, K-Sky, online at ksky.com.